today.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off Hour 2 of the Saturday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you and Mark, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever you want. That's 1-800-259-9231. Well, Mark, I said we were going to talk a little bit about homeschooling. Now, I'm a little jealous. I wasn't actually homeschooled as a child. I went to government school. Luckily, I survived it without totally turning into a complete mupron. But I kind of get a little jealous of kids that get homeschooled. I mean, they're just smarter. I tell you.
They are the ones that win the spelling bee every year, it seems.
Yeah, and I've met a few kids that have been homeschooled, and they've all been happy with their homeschool experience. And now, homeschooling is expanding its demographic. In fact, Suisun City parents Benjamin and Tanya Marshall, according to SFGate.com, are part of a new homeschooling movement led by African-American families fed up with the public school system. 9 years ago, the couple put their oldest son, Trevon...
If you think that the public school system stinks, man, does it really stink, by and large,
for black
Americans.
Absolutely. They put their oldest son, Trevon, in kindergarten after discussing teaching him at home. When he had a substitute teacher several times in his first 6 weeks, they pulled him out. According to his mother, Tanya, we felt like it wasn't the right environment for an African-American boy. The teachers were young and nervous. Black males were not being challenged and ending up in special ed. Trevon, who's now 14, has been taught at home ever since. The couple also homeschools their two younger sons, 11 and 9, and their daughter, 12. We wanted to be the main and driving influence in our children's lives, said Benjamin. We didn't want them socialized with marijuana smokers and pregnant teens, which we've seen statistics recently showing that there was something like one out of every seven girls at one particular high school were pregnant.
It's amazing.
Yeah. The Marshalls, who had worked both as teachers' aides, feared public school would contradict their Christian beliefs, and they wanted to avoid having their sons labeled as violent or hyperactive, or seeing them pressured by peers to drink, do drugs, and have sex. And you better believe that there is some serious pressure to drink while you're in high school. The other two, yeah, you're going to get drugs and sex. It depends. But a desire for more rigorous academics and greater emphasis on black history has also led black families into homeschooling, says educators. Although homeschoolers often are stereotyped as white and evangelical Christians, in 2003, about 9% of homeschooled students were black, and 77% were white, compared with a total student population nationwide that was 16% black and 62% white. Homeschoolers numbered 1.1 million in 2003, compared with about 49.5 million students in public and private schools, according to the most recent federal statistics from the Department of Education. The numbers of black and white homeschoolers rose about a third recently in the early part of the aughts, to encompass about 1.3% of U.S. black students and 2.7% of whites. Researchers say the number of black parents who are homeschooling their children may now be growing even faster. The article goes on to point out that how essentially in the 80s it was all white evangelical Christians. And then in the 1990s things started to diversify a little bit. Other people started to homeschool their kids.
You know,
and
when I think about homeschooling, It just seems like a good idea to me. One parent stays home with the kids. I would assume in most cases it's probably the woman. But it's just a guess on my part. You know, call me a sexist, whatever. But it would seem to me I can handle certainly all grade school level work just myself from memory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can help my kid with all that stuff. And probably most middle school stuff. And, you know, there's probably some high school stuff I can hang with, certainly the history. I don't know about algebra. I haven't done it in so long. I'd have a difficult time. But so much of school, so much of the time of school is getting there.
Sure.
Following rules.
Shuffling between the classes.
Yeah, you know, sitting there listening to teachers give instructions.
And the worst part about sitting there in school, if you're a smart kid, and a lot of kids are smart, it's just that they dumb down the curriculum for the lowest kids in the class. So they slow everything down for the stupid kids in the class, the slow ones. And that means that the smart kids are just sort of sitting there, you know, tapping their fingers.
Right. You can modify the curriculum for your kid for the way he's progressing in a given subject.
You customize it.
That's got to be really great.
Yeah.
Because you're not sitting there learning stuff that you already know. It seems like a real advantage to me.
It's not as regimented.
The teacher cares.
Right. It's not as regimented. The teacher couldn't possibly care anymore when it's homeschooling, right?
And what about... It seems to me, I don't know how things have been in the past, but it's so important right now to be self-motivated. And I would think that self-motivating is higher amongst homeschooled kids. I'm just imagining that because you don't have this big bureaucracy of school behind you, sort of pushing you through.
Right. You don't have homework assignments. You're going to have work. You're going to have things you have to do, but you do it at your own pace. You don't have to turn in a specific project at a specific time with the rest of the class and the tests. I guess they don't have to be as timed. I don't know what it's like to be homeschooled. It just sounds really great to me. And
I would think the only place that it lacks is perhaps sports and maybe speeches. You know how every once in a while you had to give a speech in front of the class, and that was just a terrible experience.
Postmasters.
I'm not saying that you can't find other routes for it, but I'm just saying that
there are alternate routes for all of those things that you
mentioned. Sure, there are.
There are homeschooling sporting leagues, as far as I understand it. There's homeschooling proms. There are homeschooling social groups where parents who have kids that are homeschooled get together with other parents and their kids, and they all meet each other and get to know each other and go out on field trips together, and they've got equivalents for everything.
And it also seems to me that there's a lot of money saved on clothing, after-school care, all kinds of things that the family saves money on that sort of make up for the fact that the other parent isn't working.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, continuing on here from SFK, over the last couple of years...
I work a little harder so that my wife could stay home and take care of the kids. I don't have any, but if she did, I would.
Over the last couple of years, especially in places like D.C. and Cincinnati, there have been a growing number of black homeschooled students, according to a professor at the University of Wisconsin who studied this. You will find more in areas where the black middle class can afford to do it. Monica Yutzi of Washington, D.C. said she decided to homeschool, so she had as much say as possible in her 6-year-old son Zion's life. Yutzi said, I didn't want to put him on the road to obesity with junk food or to be obsessed with commercialized clothing. I also didn't want my son to think that slavery was our only contribution. I wanted to give him a worldview, a cultural perspective, and assure that he understands his place and his heritage. You know, the thing that's got to be the worst about sending kids to a government school is that you just don't know what they're being indoctrinated with. I mean, we get excerpts from time to time of just some of the trash and the tripe that they're spewing out over the kids in the government schools, but you really don't know what it's like. You're not there all 8 hours in the day. You don't know who these teachers are. Sure, there's the Meet the Teachers night, where all the parents go and they sit in the classroom for 10 minutes and then they move on and meet the next teacher for 10 minutes, as though that gives them any sort of idea as to what it is that their kids are going to be experiencing on a day-to-day basis. So just the fact that feeling that you are losing control of your children, you're giving up your kids to the care of the state 5 days a week.
Many people just don't seem to care.
Apparently they don't.
It would bother me greatly.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it. 800-259-9231. I want to hear from somebody that is anti-homeschooling. Maybe we're missing something. Maybe there's something about this homeschooling.
You don't even have to be anti-homeschooling. You could just talk about something about homeschooling that's bad.
Right. Maybe I'm missing something. Please enlighten me. If so, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, I don't see anything that's bad about it. I think it's great. Let's go to the phones. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Dave is gone. Dave listening on WNTK. Or was. Hopefully he'll call back. 800-259-9231. Well, that's not the only homeschooling news. Got some other one. Some other news from out of Indianapolis, as a matter of fact. Indiana has a fairly liberal laws regarding homeschooling, according to HomelandStupidity.us. The State Department of Education Office of Student Services states, quote, the law does not allow public education to supervise non-public schooling through testing, inspection, or curriculum approval.
Good.
The home educating parent has assumed legal responsibility for the child's education and will be held accountable should minimum statutory requirements not be met. Parents are required to teach 180 days of school per year and present attendance records to the superintendent upon request. There's a little bit more coming here about what's going on in the world of Indianapolis and Indiana, because apparently social services has been proposed. They want to get social workers involved with homeschoolers.
Oh, what a bad idea.
This is really bad. We'll share the details coming up. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilted easy for cleaning, and they also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. We're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. There's over 130,000 posts awaiting you there. In fact, there's one fresh post that our man Johnson has just made. It's a simple question. How did you find Free Talk Live? and there's a variety of different responses. You can get straight to that by going to poll.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to the thread in question. You can cast your vote on that poll. That's poll.freetalklive.com if you'd like to share with us how you found the show.
Yeah, I'd really like to know that
information. Maybe it's by radio, maybe internet. There's a variety of choices. Poll.freetalklive.com. And then you can experience the rest of the bulletin board system with all of the other fun stuff that is there. Talking about homeschooling, and of course, would like to hear from somebody that thinks it's a bad idea to homeschool their kids. At least the apparently the editorial board, the advisory editorial board of the Courier and Press in Indiana, thinks that apparently the situation in that state should change for homeschoolers. They want to get social services involved in homeschooling, and we're going to give you the details on that coming up. But first to the phones and to the fun, Nate in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Hello, Nate. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind, Nate?
Well, I just actually wanted to – I'm not sure if there are any other listeners tonight who would agree with me, but I actually had a really good time in elementary school when I was growing up. And it seems like that's something that doesn't really get spoken to about a lot. But the teachers that I had at Mary Bryan Elementary, which is on the south side of Indianapolis – they just really focused on all of our individual needs. I had teachers who, like for my history professor, he would dress up as the role of Davy Crockett. I had math teachers who would regularly call my parents about my test scores. And
Is this a government school?
Now, we've gotten an article. We had a little blurb about a teacher who got in trouble for dressing up because of, you know, like sort of a Homeland Security issue that they can't dress up anymore.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, this would be probably back in the late 80s to early 90s, mm-hmm. but this is actually a... just a regular government school, yeah. So,
well,
according to
John Stossel's excellent presentation that he put together earlier this year called Stupid in America, he essentially points out that government schools at an elementary school level are usually okay. You can find better teachers there. The curriculum's a little bit better. And then in middle school, it gets worse, and it just gets progressively worse as kids get older and the government school system progressively indoctrinates them further with their pro-government propaganda. You don't get a whole load of it in elementary school, but you do get some. You get the DARE class. You get the environmental propaganda as well. So while you may have had a good time, and I probably had a good time in elementary school too. I don't really remember anything specifically terrible about it. You know, you're young, and they make it more fun, I guess, than the upper grade levels. What about your high school experience? Was that significantly different?
It was actually significantly different. I going from more of the urbanite side of Indianapolis to the more rural side of Kansas City, Missouri. And I'm just assuming this is kind of the way it is for some other high schoolers, but it seems like the older you get, there's more apathy just for school in general. And the teachers there kind of felt that, and so that's kind of what they fed us.
Well, you know, it's not necessarily because that's what the teachers fed you. There's a lot of bureaucratic rules going on behind the scenes. I mean, if you actually talk to any government school teachers that have sort of a pro-liberty mindset, they'll explain to you all of the bureaucracy that you didn't understand as a high school student that was actually going on behind the scenes. There's some teachers that would love to teach in a more original way, but they're prevented from doing so by regulations or by the administration. So they can't get creative. They can't do things differently. They can't step outside of the box. There's a lot of real serious problems with the government school system. And the reason why kids are apathetic in high school is not because you just hate school when you're that age. No, it's because school sucks. Government school stinks. And kids know it. And so, of course, they're apathetic.
You are absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more.
Nate, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. They could make it fun. They could make school interesting. And all it takes, Mark, to make this happen, to shift most kids from, I hate this, to, wow, this is really cool. I want to go to this every day, is the marketplace. All you have to do is take school out of the hands of government and turn it over to the market. Allow private individuals, private companies, businesses, charities to create their own schools and compete for students. Because when they're competing for students, they're going to have to make both the students and the parents happy, satisfied, glad that they're going to the school, or else they're going to leave that school and go to the competition school.
You know, I was thinking about it, and I can't really dispute that. I went to a private school for the first 9 years, from kindergarten through eighth grade, and then I decided I had to go to a public school where all the cool kids were,
mm-hmm.
and where they had, you know, football and that kind of thing. And I went from eighth grade, I was on the dean's list, the, you know, the highest echelon of the honor roll. I was on the dean's list in eighth grade, and in ninth grade, I had gotten a D in a class, and I had failed out in another class.
And at that point, you'd never done something like that.
I had never gotten an F in my life. And I'd have to say it was because I was just sort of allowed to slip through, you know, to go by without doing anything.
I happened to go...
I learned that I knew the answers to most things just by not studying and not worrying about it. And then they had these, you know, these homework assignments. I just wouldn't do them.
I happened to go to a gifted school, as they called it, for a number of years throughout middle school and 75% of my high school. And then I left the gifted school in my senior year, and this was a government gifted school. So you sort of got some of the better government school teachers. That's about the only difference. And went to the regular school, the regular high school, because I needed to bring my grade point average up for scholarship and all that stuff. And it was so easy. I mean, it was just like, I just coasted through. I didn't do anything. I just went in there, didn't study, didn't do anything. I did the same thing I did in gifted school, which was not study. Just do the very bare minimum, never read the textbooks, any of that stuff. I did the same thing in regular government school, and I got straight A's, and whereas I was getting C's and B's at the gifted school. So same amount of effort, better results. Let's go to Lou in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Lou.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Ian. How are you doing?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
Great. I'm a father of five homeschooled children.
Wow, five. That's tremendous.
And
who does the homeschooling?
My wife does. And
I
do a little bit as well.
Just out of curiosity, on with five kids, I've got to ask the question. Do you guys have a particular religion?
Yes, we're Mormon.
You're Mormon?
We are Mormon, yes.
Okay. I've noticed that Mormons are very interested in family, so that's about all I have to comment on that.
Yeah, and they are also very interested in homeschooling. We have a very large support group out here of about 200 families.
So how did you, what made you decide to go with homeschooling, Lou?
I went to school in the Los Angeles school district.
That sounds about enough. Give me some experience.
Well, here's the thing is that was only part of the time. I went to 13 different schools growing up.
Wow. Your dad wasn't in the military. He was Mormon. Why did you go to 13 different schools?
Long story. Divorced parents, having to move back and forth a lot, and my dad moved a lot. So, but it was a very difficult experience. I lost a lot of credits along the way because as you move from school to school, they don't have any standardized way of transferring those credits.
Right.
So. You know, as my kids got to school age, I started noticing a lot of problems with the schools out here.
And so wait, were they actually in school? Did you have them in government schools to start with, and that's how you noticed the problems?
Yeah, my oldest went up to third grade before we pulled them out. And
I want you to give me the reasons why. What was the actual, the straw that broke the camel's back as to what made you finally decide to pull them out when we come back? If you can hang on, Lou, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program. And it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version for your listening convenience. And they're both totally free at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, one of the cool things about the Free State Project, Mark, is that all you really have to do is just generally believe that less government is a good thing. And so there are a lot of people within the Free State Project movement that have different pet issues, and homeschooling is definitely one of them.
Right.
There are a lot of people that are coming to joining the Free State Project because they want to get out of the state where they're currently in, and it's probably because the state they're currently in has some really restrictive regulations that they've placed on homeschoolers. And we're going to talk about some of those regulations here in a little bit, but we're going to the phones because it is the show about your calls, and we're going back to Lou in Utah first. Lou, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, just to recap, Lou, you're the father of five homeschooled. Was it all boys? I missed that point.
No, three boys, two girls.
Technicality. Anyway, you're the father of five homeschooled children, and you originally had put your first, I guess, your first child into the government school system. He went in for up till third grade, I suppose, and then
right.
Something happened to really persuade you to get him out. And I wonder what your story is. Can you share it?
Well, he had been in.
Are you inside a house or something like that? Because your cell phone is breaking up or whatever it is that you're on. If you could maybe
you still hear me?
Get over by a window or something like that. Give it another shot, Lou.
Are you there?
Yeah, we got you. Go for it.
Okay. He had been in some special programs for about a year, and they ended up pulling those programs. And I noticed that the homeschooling group had a lot of stuff that they were doing, extracurricular activities.
And you were already plugged in. You were already plugged in because you're Mormon, and so you were really already close to the homeschoolers as is.
Right. Yeah.
Got it.
And then there were other things, like the teachers, the majority of the teachers in the public schools just didn't seem to really be that into what they were doing. They didn't really care. I mean, there are the occasional teachers out there that are gems, you know, and they're great with the kids, but the majority of them just weren't that involved, weren't really, they were just kind of going with the flow.
Yeah.
And,
collect a paycheck.
Yeah, exactly.
So was there one thing in particular that made you decide to do it, or just sort of this conglomeration of all these factors together?
Yeah, there wasn't one thing that really kind of drove the nail in, but...
And was your wife, was she going along with you on this, or was she resistant?
Yeah. No, she went along with it.
Right on. And now that you've been doing it for, I guess, a period of time, I mean, what are your reflections on it?
Well, my 16-year-old will be graduating from college next semester.
What? Oh, my gosh. What college?
Tough Valley State College.
Wow.
He'll have an associate's degree in chemistry with a minor in Japanese.
16?
Sounds like homeschool's been good for him.
That's tremendous, Lou. Congratulations.
Yeah, he's a great kid, and
Does he feel like he's missing out on socializing with other children?
Oh my gosh, no! I mean, they had concerns about that when they tested him, and he ended up being one of the more popular kids in the school.
Wait! In what school?
Concurrent enrollment school that he is currently at.
Oh, I see what you mean.
We only homeschooled him until he was about 13, and then we gave him a choice to either remain homeschooled or to go to public school. And when we put him in public school, they tested him and they put him in the grade ahead, and then put him in advanced placement courses.
At 13.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. Congratulations, Lou, and thanks for the story. We appreciate hearing from you.
Real quick plug, I am also known as Gimme, the owner of Gimme Liberty Bar in Second Life.
I had a feeling that was you over at Second Life, where our listeners hang out in the virtual world and listen to the show. Very cool, and you've done a fantastic job with that. And thanks for the call, sir. 800-259-9231. Wow, what
a
story.
It just goes to show that's not going to happen at a public school.
No.
Your kid is not going to be graduating college at 16 from public school.
With an associate's degree at 16.
Yep. What was it, Japanese? And
That would make him 4 years ahead of where I was when I got my associate's degree. That's tremendous.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Wow. Let's go to Larry in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Still want to hear, by the way, from somebody who thinks homeschooling is a bad idea. Larry, what's up?
It used to be a bad, good idea, but, you know, here in the state of Indiana, which I consider the state of Indiana, a junkie factory.
A junkie factory?
Yes, it is. And here's why. They want to offer or force social service on the homeschooler.
Yes, they do.
That means a psychiatric evaluator to come into your home and evaluate you, and the evaluator that they send to your home is in desperation with no money that they have. The only reason they make money is that they bring new clients to the Big Kahuna for services.
To the state, yeah.
To the state for services. So I don't think you're going to be able to escape it when you have a situation, even if you have a television. I haven't watched television for a while, but you turn on and you see these pharmaceutical commercials talking about ED on every other commercial or some other
erectile dysfunction?
That's right, on every commercial. If you're a middle-aged man, you can't even sit down in a room with your family until that subject comes up. It's nothing but a bunch of perverted filth and putting pressure on people. So I don't see what you're talking about. Any type of school, unless it's some school that you're paying a premium for your child to go to, you're going to have a bunch of mess and confusion. And then if they pass that gauntlet, they're going to get caught up in the media.
Maybe you should consider that Indiana isn't the right state to raise your kids in.
Well,
maybe it's
a
New Hampshire.
Factor. I brought that subject up over at the legislature when they were passing this legislation to give Marion County, here in IPS district, $42 million to test this project out. I think
the
they got
social services project?
A social services program. The state of Indiana, Marion County used as a laboratory to try these projects out.
Aww.
And you know we have lilies here in Marion County.
And the kids are going to suffer as a result of it.
Nothing but a junkie factory.
It is so sad. We're going to give you the rest of the details. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We'll give you the,
shocking.
We'll give you the full story as far as, because people in Indy probably, you know, the homeschoolers in Indy, like I'm presuming he was, they're aware of what's going on, but the rest of you around the world, the rest of you in the country don't know what's happening. And this could be happening in a state near you. In fact, I'm guessing in states like California, it probably already is.
It seems like one state picks up some legislation, then the next one. And you can believe that the big school bureaucracy out there does not want you to homeschool your kids.
No, they don't. They get paid per pupil.
The teachers' union doesn't like the idea.
Doesn't
like it.
You might avoid the pro-government indoctrination if you homeschool your kids, which, of course, is the number one reason, in my opinion, to homeschool your kids, beyond the fact that they're going to be smarter. Let's go to Niall in Utah on the Amplifier line. Hello, Niall.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I think I definitely can beat the accelerated student homeschool story.
The 13-year, the 16-year-old graduating from graduating with an associate's degree? That's pretty darn good. What do you got?
Well, not me, I'm afraid, but it was a girl I knew in graduate school when I was finishing up my master's, and she was just basically finishing her first year, and she was 17.
Graduate school. Now, how many years is that when you're in graduate school?
6 years.
So she was in her first sixth year or fifth year?
So
say again?
She's finishing her fifth year. She's 17 years old.
That would have meant that she'd started college at 13.
I don't know how exactly that happened, but, you know, that's just not going to happen to public schools.
Heck no,
you know,
it's not. Niall, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Sound like one of those VoIP lines.
They're just incredible. Think about it. Can you think about the increase in productivity that this country would have if kids were done with college? Done with college by age 20? By age 18? Imagine how much more wealthy we would all be. 800-259-9231. We'll tell you this sad story from Indy coming up.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments. Bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, inviting you to experience all of the fun. Totally free. Yeah, that's right. It's not some sort of introductory offer or anything like that. FreeTalkLive.com is always all free. So go and enjoy it. And if you like the fact that we give you all the features like streaming and archives and the bulletin board system for free, then maybe you should voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff like Free Talk Live swag. We got Free Talk Live hats and shirts and DVD archive collections from way, way back, classic archives, all for sale at store.freetalklive.com. Very high-quality products, by the way, store.freetalklive.com. And if you need to buy anything else in life, and I mean virtually anything, everything from furniture to DVDs to high-end electronics, even low-end electronics, I mean, they've got it all at Amazon. And you can enter their site by going through ours, by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. It doesn't matter if it's sporting goods, accessories, clothing, baby stuff, you name it. There's 35 categories of products for you to shop from. You add it to your cart, check out, you'll probably get free Super Saver shipping. That's on most items there. And great deals, all kinds of products from various different categories, and we get a percentage of your sale. That's the most important part. If you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, when you check out, rest assured that Free Talk Live will be getting a percentage for sending you there. That's essentially Amazon rewarding us for sending them the business. It's a great deal for everybody. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Talking about Indianapolis, or Indiana rather, looking at increasing regulations on homeschool families. Already parents are required to teach 180 days per school year and present attendance records to the superintendent upon request. Now, I personally find that outrageous. I think that any existing laws that are on homeschoolers need to absolutely be repealed. It is none of the state's business what you're doing with your children.
I'd have to agree.
So I find
if I can educate my kid as well as they educate them in public school,
that's
in
hard.
90 days a year, why the heck shouldn't I be able to?
Indeed. And so I'm already outraged by the current level of regulation, but the do-gooders haven't had enough. Kelly Corse of the Advisory Editorial Board of the Courier and Press thinks perhaps that Indiana should change, given the recent national media attention to some high-profile child abuse cases which occurred in homeschool situations. For instance, in November of 2005, David Ludwig, 18, and homeschooled, shot his homeschooled girlfriend's parents when they chose to ban him from seeing their daughter, because homeschooling had something to do with it,
right,
on coincidence.
As though a public school boy has never shot a public school girl
And it was her parents.
Yeah.
In 2001, Andrea Yates drowned her five children. In 2003, Deanna Laney beat two of her three sons to death with a stone and seriously injured the third. And in February of this year, Lynn Paddock murdered her four-year-old Sean by tying him to his bed. He suffocated in his blankets.
Four-year-old?
Yeah.
No, a homeschooled four-year-old?
Maybe she was homeschooling other kids. I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense to me. You know, what this is saying, what that person's quote is saying is, well, we just can't keep a good enough eye on kids.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
With their parents. You know, the parents can't be trusted, so we can't keep a good enough eye on them if they're not in government-run schools.
We need mommy government to get involved in homeschooling parents' lives. In fact, there's four specific questions that were this individual suggested to the upcoming school board campaign debates and the community at large. He offers these for discussion. Here we go. Should we amend Indiana law? And remember, this could be happening in your state as well. Should we amend Indiana law to require homeschooled students to take and pass objective grade-specific exams each semester and require proficiency in all curricula required of public school students at each grade level? No! You should stay the hell out of my business! And really, I don't want to structure, if I'm a homeschooler, I don't want to structure my homeschooling around your stupid schedules and your tests and your curriculum. My homeschooled kid, as we've pointed out from our callers so far this hour, are far and above advanced beyond your public school kids, so why should they be taking tests that have to do with where your public school kids are in the whole process? Should a homeschooled child who does not meet the minimum required level of ability be required to re-enroll in an Indiana public school until that child can pass such objective tests?
No.
Well, of course, the answer to all this is going to be no for us. But the presumption here is that the state owns your children.
Really?
Because if they can say, well, you didn't pass, first of all, you must take the standardized test, and if you don't pass the standardized test, we're going to pluck your child out from your home and force him or her to go to this state-run institution for 8 hours per day, 5 days per week. And what are you going to do about it? Not a darn thing, because we've got the cops on our side, and if you try anything like keeping your kid out of these state-run schools, you're going to get arrested, and then your kid's going into foster care. How do you like that?
Because it takes a village.
Here's two more questions. Should home educators be required to have minimum requirements and follow specific curricula outlines, as do the public schools, in order to adequately prepare the student for a comprehensive exam to obtain a high school diploma? See, the suggestion here is that homeschooling doesn't adequately prepare children. Huh? We've seen evidence after evidence, and nobody has called in to rebut any of these points so far. No anti-homeschoolers have called in tonight. And I know you must be out there. 800-259-9231. It's clear that homeschoolers can easily pass any sort of high school level. Heck, a 12-year-old homeschooled kid could probably pass the GED. Finally, should homeschooled children's physical exams be made part of the school corporation's records? And should the children be visited?
Why does the school have physical exams on record?
Because we care about kids, Mark.
I mean, it's my responsibility to take my kid to the doctor. I don't need some school bureaucrat checking on it and seeing.
Well, should the children be visited by social service representatives throughout the year to evaluate their condition?
Scary.
That's the worst of all, four questions.
What they're saying is, because a social service representative doesn't come to your house on a regular basis unless something terrible has happened in your home, as far as your kid goes.
Well, in their opinion, homeschooling is terrible.
Right. In their opinion, we're going to, well, this is clearly a tragedy. We need to send someone to check
we
on
We need to send an officious bureaucrat to your house so they can rap on your door and say, excuse me, I'm here to have a look at your child. Where is little Johnny? You're going to have to show him to me. I have a court order to be here. There's a new law here in Indiana. See, it's written on paper. There's this new law that says that I get to look. I, the important social services bureaucrat, will get to inspect your child. Now bring him here. Post with.
Now, what happens if you say, look, you get out of here. You don't belong on my property.
I'm not going anywhere, sir. The law specifies that I have the right to inspect your child. Now,
that's
with
a crappy law.
Down with his pants. I want to see if there's any abuse going on here.
It's my child. You don't get to inspect my child. Get out of here.
No, sir. I'm calling the police.
It's crazy. That's exactly what's going to happen.
That's right. That is what's going to happen. And it's pretty despicable. And if you're somebody out there that thinks this is something that should happen, if you're somebody out there that thinks that homeschoolers should have more oversight by the government, then I really want to hear from you.
No one's going to think that except people that work for the government.
They're out there listening, 800-259-9231. Defend yourselves. Defend
they
your job.
They don't have to. They don't have to.
They're right. Get this, they've got guns.
They're going to get this rammed through, and then the homeschoolers are going to be at their mercy, and that's just the way it's going
to
be.
Let's talk to Mike in Indianapolis listening on WXNT or on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mike. Mike in Indy going once. Mike in Indianapolis going twice. Hello, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, I really believe there should be more oversight. I had a daughter that was in private school and in really homeschooled, and I had a son that went to public school.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where anybody believes that the government has any true oversight over a homeschool, student.
So you want to have the government?
I think the student should check the parents to make sure that they know exactly what they're teaching their children. Going down and
the
getting
the student should check the parents.
I think the government should make sure the parents are capable.
Oh yeah, like how are they going to do that? Tests?
What do you mean tests? Yes, if possible.
So as a parent, you're going to mandate that I come down to some centralized bureaucracy and take a bunch of tests to prove that I can teach my kids?
I think you should be.
Who do you think you are, sir? That's what I would like to know. Who do you think you
are?
Hold on
a second.
Let me explain something to you. You know, we right now, we're being told that our kids are incapable of doing any professional work once they graduate from school.
Oh, you're talking about high school kids in the government school. Yeah, government school children, they are incapable. They've been taught to be idiots.
I don't think so. I think you guys have got this all wrong.
Oh yeah.
We should submit our
curriculum to the government bureaucrats for approval, huh?
I have.
Do you work for the state?
No, I do not.
Did you work for the state?
I have no ties to the state except as a voter.
You're just a lackey, then, huh?
Now, what about the claims that the public school students public school students?
Hold on, Mark. He doesn't have time to answer that. Mike, hold on, man. If you can hang, I'll let you come back and make some more points because I want you to explain to me why the government should be able to control my kids.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello.